fantastic.
So, right there, if you could stop for a minute, I want to say you're really getting the blood flowing now. Like, first of all, your phrasing's always been good. We've never had to talk about phrasing, you and I. I never say, you know, remember to have good phrasing. You just naturally, all your years of being very musical, you have that inside you, which is great. And, as you know, you were doing 16s sometimes. You were doing bends sometimes. You were doing slides and vibrato, too. And that all adds for a great thing. And I couldn't think of what to give you. It's really great. All those elements. Those are your main elements. Your phrasing, your rhythmic variety, and your expressive elements. And, of course, knowing what key. The other thing you did that's nice on from a harmonic standpoint, which I was like looking for it, and then you delivered it, which was ability to switch between the pentatonics and the modal stuff. So you would go and just play minor pentatonic, and that was fine. But then occasionally you'd be like, although I'm not really sure you were aware of what interval that was. You just heard it maybe by sound.
Yeah.
So we could go a little more in depth on that. Like, from any five note pentatonic to a seven note scale, you're always obviously adding two notes, and the flat six, which happens to be that one, would be one of them, and the other one would be the two. I never heard you play that, so I could tell you weren't really thinking that way, but it's cool the way you, that would be something to work on, to go between the five note and the seven note scales in whatever mode you're in.
I mean, I knew I was going to a seven note scale, but I didn't know what interval I was on.
Okay, so, I mean, something like, that too goes a long way because we haven't heard it yet. It's refreshing.
Right. So I keep forgetting. All right. So I forget about that. There's only two notes. So in a major scale, it's just going to be this is a minor scale. So minor scale is just going to be the two and the one, two, flat three, four. And six.
Flat six, yeah, that's right.
Flat six.
Two and flat six. And it's going to be different for every mode. I call them color tones. Remember that time I called them color tones? For every mode, you should do it. You should make like a thing. Like do the pentatonic. Decide what mode you're in. Do the pentatonic in that shape. Then do the mode. And see the two and the, in this case, the two and the flat six.
Right.
Like stick out as color tones
right.
In your mind's eye. And then move to the next shape and do that, you know.
So in the major, it's the four. One, two, three, four, and flat seven.
Well, in major, it's regular seven. So two and four and
right,
seven.
Right. Yep, four and seven.
So that'd be a worthwhile fretboard exercise for you to do. Like you pick a key in a mode. Just if you would, just pick a random key in a mode right now.
B Dorian.
So B Dorian, you play. I do the lowest shape that doesn't involve open strings, which just happens to be the A shape. Right, and then I'm gonna do. As I do, hopefully I can see that this two. This natural six stick out like a sore thumb because they're not in the minor pentatonic. Maybe you won't see it on first blush. In two octaves, though, those will be there. Yep, so play the minor pentatonic. No, just do the minor pentatonic first without the. Yep, and then do Dorian. Yes, correct. And then you would do that in all five shapes.